Basha, chairwoman for Sisters Arab Forum for Human Rights. The situation today in Sana'a is not really quiet. There have been some clashes between the same time. I mean, in the same time, some clashes in different places, but it was not as strong and heavy like yesterday. So today is the fourth day since the clashes started between Sheikh Al Ahmar and the army, this has been an attempt by Ali Saleh to drag the peaceful revolution into violence, and this was started by irritating Sheikh Al Ahmar, who is the leader of one of the biggest tribes in Yemen, who supported the revolution peacefully. The action was that Ali Saleh militia put a huge number of heavy and light weapons in front of Sheikh Al Ahmar in a school. That was very weird actions by the militia of Saleh. So Al Ahmar guards, they went to check the school, and they found that this huge number of huge quantity of weapons. They started to to fight with those because it was very dangerous on the palace of Sheikh Al Ahmar. So the fighting started, and then heavy weapons attacked the house of Al Ahmar, and then the guards of Al Ahmar were able to capture some of the official buildings close to his house in to protect his house from any attack from any part of this of his house from this official building, because that was the pattern that the government forces used this official building to attack the peaceful demonstrators. Anyway, there was a mediation suggested by the president to go to the house of Al Ahmar. And while they were, and this mediation committee was composed of highly recognized leaders of different tribes, while they were in the house of Al Ahmar, they were attacked. At least six leaders from different tribes were killed and many injured, and that was a very, very criminal act by the regime to kill the mediators, which is against the customary law, against the law, against the international law. So that triggered anger within the whole people in the country. But this was not the first crime of Saleh to kill the mediators, because he has a history. At least three times he sent mediators and tried to kill them with his opponents. Anyway, yesterday the house of Al Ahmar was attacked by missiles. I mean, the zone where the house is there, three missiles exploded, and we received information that at least 30 people were killed, and bodies all over the streets, and the injured people, and there were no help, no ambulance, no Red Crescent or Red Cross there to help, because it was very dangerous. Some people also who were living in the neighborhood were also their houses damaged, and some of them killed. Up to now, we don't know the exact number, because still there are people in their houses, so we don't know their situations. They were attacked, and one at least of my friends left that area with all her children, and she was really not believing that this is happening in a very residential place, not a strategic military target. So that was the situation, and today we heard that Sheikh Al Ahmar is offering to a truce and to stop any conflict provided that also the official security and guards stopped the attack. You know, what happened to Mr. Al-Ahmar has symbolic messages to the revolutionists that Ali Saleh is able to destroy this, the leadership of the biggest triad who supports the revolution. And he also intends to turn what happened between the president and the Sheikh Al-Ahmar into a war, but the youth demonstrators are aware of all of these tricks by Saleh, and there have been a number of statements from the square in telling the people that our revolution is peaceful and it will remain peaceful. Now Sana'a, it has been closed from different parts. Nobody can get into Sana'a. All the roads are closed by the army to prevent any people to come to Sana'a. And those who want to leave Sana'a, they found also extreme difficulties. We don't have now electricity in the whole city. Water is scarce and gas is almost not available. We cannot use internet or our any kind of contact because of lack of power and gas. And so it's almost very daunting in Sana'a. And if what we want now is... and also many streets in Sana'a are blocked by the militia of Ali Abdullah Saleh. Yesterday we had also, they went to some of the streets to attack the some of the stores, and one was killed by a bullet in his head. My friend called me and she said that person is known to her or a relative to the family. So this is what is happening now. It's like a city of ghosts. Nobody can go because of this violence everywhere. It is not like yesterday, but it is still very dangerous. We cannot now find even candles to use instead of electricity. It's very dangerous. The international community left Yemen to the hand of the GCC to end. This regime peacefully by signing this agreement by Ali Abdullah Saleh, but he, until the last moment, he was trying to find excuses not to sign. Once the last reason was to he wants the opposition to come to the palace to see him signing, although they signed this agreement in the first day with the GCC presence and the American and the European. So he was just, trying to find excuses for him not to sign. And then yesterday also we saw in the TV saying that the Abdul Latif al-Zayani, who is the Secretary General of the GCC, did not treat him as a president, and he was tough with him when he asked him to sign. That's why he doesn't want to sign. So that shows us how naive or how much he does not care about the destiny of the country. He thinks that with these excuses or with these reasons, he wants to convince us that that was the reason for him not why he did not sign this step down document. Anyway, the youth now in the streets, in the squares, they declared that tomorrow is going to be the Friday of peaceful revolution, insisting that they are aware of all the games of the regime and they will continue to fight peacefully to achieve the goal of the revolution. Besides that, there have been a number of journalists who have been yesterday attacked. The correspondent of United Press was attacked badly, and he was taken for medical treatment. He got beaten by a group of people who belongs to the militia of Ali Abdullah Saleh. when he left the square in his way to attend the press conference of the president, he was beaten and his mobile telephone were taken and the laptop as well. I mean, there has been also a statement by the United Press that he is their correspondent and the government should ensure his safety. Also, yesterday, the journalist of Suhail TV was attacked, and the office of Suhail Channel, which is a local channel that supports the revolution and follow up all developments related to the revolution, was also attacked, and yesterday, for the whole day, were not able to broadcast. So this is all the violations that the regime is now committing in a way to escape the legal responsibility from these crimes. He used these people. They are to very well recognized by the way they stand in the streets, holding big sticks and arms, and in most they are grouped in like 20-30 groups, you know, terrifying the citizens and attacking those who think that they are revolutionists. And on the 22nd of May, when I was in my way to the square with my son, a group of thugs, they attacked me when they saw me photographing them. They wanted to take my mobile telephone in a very savage way, and they grouped like 20 people around my car, and they threatened to destroy my car and to beat me with my son. And then there were some people, they helped us in preventing them from attacking us by saying, okay, this is a family, this is a woman with a child, why you are doing this? And so we were able to escape peacefully and to go to the square and to participate in the 22 May Unity Day. In my way back, I found that some of the thugs, they closed the street that leads to my house. So I stopped my car and tried to negotiate with them to open it for me, because that was the way to my house. They refused to let me in, and then they started to fire in the air in a way to frighten me. And I refused to leave, but my son was very scared, and he insisted for me to go back and to try to find another entrance to my house. And then when this man saw that did not move my car, he started to direct his gun or his huge weapon into the tire of my car. That moment I had to go, and some of the facts actually started to argue with him that, don't do that, she's a woman, you are not supposed to do this. Then they started to fight between them. So this is what is actually happening to most of the civilians in the streets. They are attacked by those groups, and the security, no presence to any security in the streets to protect the people from this. It's like they are now the people who are governing the city streets, and who are the one who can attack, who can beat people, who can destroy cameras, take telephones, laptops without any protection from these many securities of the regime. And unfortunately, which is also ironic, that this regime invested a lot on a number of security organs. Like, we have the central security, we have the national security, the private security, the special security, but when we need security, there is no security at all. And this is very blatant to what happened to the GCC envoy, the Secretary General Abdel Latif Zayan, and the ambassadors of the Emirates and the United States. when they were in their way to the presidential palace for the president to sign, they could not leave the embassy because of this huge number of these thugs and militia who wanted to prevent them from going to the presidential palace so that Saleh cannot sign. There were no protection for these diplomats from the security, which was ironic that the ambassador of the United States were also in the embassy. He could not leave because of the thugs. And what happened, we look into it as it is a kind of a state terrorism. While the United States of America has invested a lot of money in security cooperation with the government to help in fighting terrorism. So what happened was exactly a terrorist act by the militia of Ali Abdullah Saleh to siege the ambassadors from leaving, and by using weapons and sticks. That means that if they dare to drive in the streets, they could be attacked they could be subject to attack by these people. While there was no kind of any protection for this highly senior people and diplomats, so they had to take them by a private helicopter into the presidential palace. They could not even walk in the street. So this is exactly what happens to such diplomats, where in the international law and the national law, they should have immunity and protection by the government. But even that did not happen. And that shows to the extent that how the city of Sana'a or the whole Yemen is without real security. And it is just open for any kind of violence with the...